I hate social justice warriors. I can't say that I hate people of colour or women or the LGBT community, so I've given them all this nifty blanket term, which absolves me of any responsibility and blame for hating on oppressed groups.
I can't delineate between people who dislike social justice warriors because of the way they act, and people who dislike social justice warriors for the intrinsic properties that they were born with. Moreover, I think that social justice warriors acting in a really, really bigoted and hateful way is actually so inextricably linked with what they are that anyone who is angry at the way they act must also hate what they were born as.
Ugh, ableism isn't even a real word. Get in the real world. Stop trying to make the world a friendlier and safer place for people with disabilities.
I have no idea that there's a difference between calling someone an ableist piece of shit and asking someone to put a disability ramp in for easy access. Weirdly enough, the world at large is fine with the disability ramp, but they're not fine with calling someone an ableist piece of shit. I have no idea why, because I'm an idiot.
Trigger warnings are for babies. You don't have them in life. I resent something that is helpful to other people just because it doesn't cater directly to me and my needs.
I have no idea what infantilizing every person on Earth is going to do to the human race. I have no idea that it is through adversity that character comes, because I have never had any adversity. In other videos, you will notice that I live in a large house, owned by my parents who are clearly very well off. You can hear my accent is perfect. I am obviously upper class. I've never had any kind of hardship, I've never had any kind of suffering, and therefore, I've never had to develop any kind of character. This means, I think, that everyone should be treated with kid gloves, and anyone who's got a hurt boo-boo feeling should definitely be taken care of. Because, why not? That will turn them into a healthy, functioning adult. But not only that, I don't realise that hurt feelings are necessary for you to function in the real world. I honestly think that hurt feelings are a bad thing, when in fact, hurt feelings, ultimately, are a good thing. But I am either too stupid, too young, or too damn privileged to know this.
Don't fight fire with fire. I am doing nothing to put the fire out at all, only standing unhelpfully on the sidelines and further pissing off the burning people.
I either don't understand metaphors, or I think that two wrongs finally do make a right. Because, like I said, I'm young, stupid, or privileged. Take your pick, it might be all three.
Hate only breeds more hate. I only say this to the oppressed people expressing their frustrations at inequality. I never say this to the oppressors whose hate is causing the inequality.
I have absolutely no idea what the word oppression means, but I do still think that two wrongs make a right.
You'll never get equal rights if you're rude. You have to be nice to me before I consider giving you the basic human respect you deserve. Your treatment is in my hands, and I'm going to hold this over you.
I think that when people are really rude to me, I don't have to respect them. But when I'm really rude to people, they have to respect me. Not only that, but I still think two wrongs make a fucking right. This is because I've never had to rise above anything. I don't know what morality is. I don't know that what you do defines what you are. I am a 19-year-old, privileged, white, upper-class girl who lives in the first world. I don't know shit.
You'll never achieve anything complaining about oppression on the internet. Why don't you go out and actually do something to help? I do not understand the value of social media and educating young people online. I also believe that blogging and hands-on activism are mutually exclusive.
I wish people actually said this to me, so my pithy response would seem very clever.
You have no right to complain. There are people somewhere else that have it far worse. I'm doing nothing to help either problem. I just want the complaining to stop because it irritates me.
I am completely unaware of how good I have it, being a white, upper-class, highly privileged girl in the modern West. I simply don't know, and so I'm going to claim that people not getting everything they want because they make up a tiny minority of the population is oppression, whereas actual oppression is them not being able to do certain things mandated by law, which, if you actually look at the laws, is the opposite of what those laws say. They must be allowed equal opportunities under the law in every Western country. So, in fact, I don't have anything to fucking complain about. But I don't know that because I'm a 19-year-old, privileged, posh white girl who doesn't know shit about shit.
I am a victim of cisphobia, heterophobia, reverse racism, and misandry. I do not understand oppression, and I'm so used to a life of privilege that I can't take any jokes directed at my group, even though it causes no harm, and my group has been killing, abusing, and taking the piss out of oppressed groups for years!
I still don't understand oppression. I don't understand that men aren't a group. I don't understand that women aren't a group. I don't understand anything about life because I am a 19-year-old child who has literally just finished her first gender studies degree, and now I'm going to go on the internet and pontificate because I think I know it all. But what's more, I do still think that two wrongs make a right, and I'm not even going to take the time to actually ask them to explain their points to me.
I support real equality, not this social justice bullshit. I do not understand what equality is, nor what social justice means.
Social justice warriors don't even know what they're fighting for anymore. They are so consumed with hate that they think equality is them having the freedom to call someone a piece of shit and everyone pat them on the back for it.
I am anti-social justice. I am pro-social inequality.
I can only think in binary terms. You're either with the terrorists or you're with us. You can't possibly have a neutral or different stance on an issue. Therefore, if we say we're for social justice, and our social justice looks remarkably totalitarian, then that means you are anti-social justice, which, it's in the name, you want social injustice. Also, you're a piece of shit.